Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Jeff Hastings, the CEO of BrightSign. Jeff, I really appreciate you taking the time to come up here and hang out with me.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Absolutely. So what can you tell me and our listeners about BrightSign? Who are you and what do you do?
Well, BrightSign, we are in the digital signage space. It's, you know, I think most people call it digital signage. I wish they would rename it to the digital experience because that's really
what
we do.
It is an experience.
It's an experience because, you know, what we do is we build media players. And the media players really are built to be very interactive, respond to things, and create an experience. So a lot of what we do is not just put up a video or an image. What we do is create players that allow you to have an unbelievable experience and have that experience be repeatable across many locations and have it be super reliable. So at the end of the day, our whole thing is about how do we create experiences for people?
And that is a very good point because right now, everybody's talking digital signage, AV over IP, and there's so many people doing it. But how many of them are doing it well and how many of them have a good reputation in the industry doing that? You know, there's so much out there. How do you differentiate yourself from all this competition?
Well, I think that's the interesting thing about being here at ISE. There's all these people with all their little electronic equipment talking about this audio, video and video over IP, but they're not talking about what it is for the customer, you know, the end experience. And when you look at that, what we're trying to do is elevate that. So you build a greater experience, but also bring technology that makes the people have to operate it work less and be more reliable. So one of the things we did at this trade show is we introduced a new product called BSM.cloud. And what that does is it has a layer in it called the control cloud and is a real-time connectivity from anywhere in the world to every player in our network. So what it means is that you can monitor them from your phone, you can monitor them from your home, wherever you're traveling, you can monitor them, look at them and make sure they're all working. You can change content on them. So it brings a whole new way of thinking about this hardware. It's now all just like an app on your phone.
That's a very good point. And I like the way that you phrase that because the end user is the one that everybody needs to be the most concerned about. But oftentimes, and I'm guilty of it as an AV person and an engineer of designing what I want. And it may work amazing for me, but if that's not what the end user wants, I haven't done my job and I don't look as intelligent as I want to look in their eyes. So it's interesting that you're designing it from that end, but you're also taking into consideration people like myself that sit between that final end user and the developer and the creators over here. So you're also making my life easier because I can manage it from wherever I'm at.
Exactly. And, you know, as we look at it, we're at number one market share in media players. So with that, we see very large deals. So we view the world a little bit differently than most of our competitors because their deployments are much smaller. The smaller deployment, the less management you really need. But when you start shipping tens of thousands of boxes around the world and your job is to make sure they're running, well, guess what? You can't have someone there. So what we really think about is how do we make these devices on the internet accessible from anywhere to anyone that needs to get access to them so that you can update them, make them remotely managed. And with this new BSN.cloud, the control layer, the control cloud is the bottom layer. But then we also have the management layer and the content layer in the clouds to give you this ability to adjust content, to manage devices. So you'll get an alert if something's going wrong with one of the devices and you can look right at it with the control cloud. So, you know, these three clouds really give us this amazing new ability for both our side and our software called BrightAuthor Connect, which allows you to connect into this as the user interface, or all of our CMS partners. There's APIs into all of these clouds so that our partners who build, you know, all of these unique applications to use our platform get all those same great capabilities in their user interface.
Very interesting. So I'm curious, do you have anything new and exciting that you're launching specifically for this show?
Yeah, well, the BSN.cloud. We just launched that. And also, not that we're really introducing, but we're showing for the first time, is our new LS and HD Series 4 player. So we updated them. It's a new part of our product line. We updated our XD and XT product line mid-year to the Series 4. And we just updated the LS and the HD. And the big news there is their HD player, which used to only be a 1080p video decoder, now supports 4K, including HDR.
Very nice. So when you connect all these devices and you're putting all this fabulous content on there, that some of it could be sensitive, depending on what it is and where you're at, how do you secure this information?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think one of the things it's on a lot of people's minds these days. One of the things that we do is our player is a lockdown player. So only the software that you run on that device, it has to be signed by us before it'll actually run. Mm-hmm. So a lot of consumer operating systems that are out there, whether it's a PC or an iPhone, all of these things, they're built to have all kinds of applications on them, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole thing. You put whatever an application, which opens up the security holes because you don't know whether that's supposed to run or is bad. On our system, only what is signed by us in the operating system can run. So that's the first level of security, which changes the whole game of using a device with a consumer operating system versus something that was a commercial device. So that's the big kind of separating point from us, and kind of whether it's a PC or a Chromebox or a Android box, all those things, it's a consumer operating system, which is meant to throw software on it.
Exactly.
Ours is not intended that. Only run what we want it to run. And then on top of that is a whole bunch of security in the networking and security in the cloud that's super robust. And we've deployed our devices all the way up to military installations and the spy agencies in the U.S. government, and they've all received the security approval. So super secure player and ecosystem that we built.
Sounds almost like a unicorn, because oftentimes things that are very secure are not always easy to work with. But if you've got an interface that someone like myself can easily jump on, I can manage these devices, I can control the devices, spit out content, but also know that I'm in control and I don't have to worry about, you know, someone hacking into my system.
Yeah. And that's, you know, our key thing is usability, reliability, security is kind of that other access. Those are super important for our customers. And, you know, we've seen all the different hacks out there that's happened. And the common thing about all of those hacks, they've all happened on a consumer operating system. So it's one of the things that, you know, we really get away from, and a lot of people forget, is those consumer operating systems they're meant for consumers. They're not meant for commercial applications.
Exactly. Exactly. So for people that don't have the luxury of walking down and checking out your products in person, where can they find out more about it?
On our website, www.brightsign.biz, B-I-Z at the end. Mm-hmm. Or you can just type in BrightSign into Google, and guess what? It takes you right to our page.
Very good. The magic of Google, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I really appreciate you taking the time to tell me about these products. Sounds pretty exciting.
It's super exciting, and thanks for having us, Gary.
Absolutely. Well, that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.